Hi, Paul. Thank you for holding. My name is also Paul, and Dan wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions you might have, and then also to apply a reduced rate, being that the business itself is fairly new. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It'd be going better if I wasn't on the phone.
Well, you know, I'll be respectful of your time. I mean, I can let you go if it's not something that you want. You called us. I know we called you earlier, but, you know, this is a position that we're actively still trying to fill, and it is something that I think would benefit your company. You do have a Google listing. You've got a website attached to it, but if people are just typing in keywords related to carpet cleaning or upholstery cleaning, your business is not popping up on the first page. And of course, most people make that buying decision based off of what they see on the first page. So our job would be to create that content, make sure that you've got Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, all of those destinations and directories that the search engines search for. And then because you're kind of servicing the triangle, it would have a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads would be included as well. All of that content linking back to your website, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that you can provide those services in that area. And then, of course, the calls will come directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate, and we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis. That being said, because you are a younger company, we would be reducing the rate here, and that reduced rate would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It would be a flat rate of exactly $299.00, and that $299, like I said, is an exact amount that will not go up. On a month-to-month basis, no contract. Our job, of course, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. I'm sure, Paul, that you would have questions for me if it's something you wanted for your company. But on the surface, at least, is that something you think you might want for QuickDry?
Yeah. How much is the Facebook ads going to run?
Those are actually included. They're budgeted in. There's $100 of Facebook ads included. I think that's important because of your service area. In fact, everything's included. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or per click or job or anything like that. So it's easy to budget for. It is just that flat rate. You would get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You know, we want you to be able to see exactly how well the service is working for you since we offer that service on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. How many calls do you think we get a month from your service?
Well, let me...
I know you can't guarantee anything, but...
Sure, but what I can do, and Google's been doing this for a long time here, you're going about 25 miles, right? So let me do a quick search for 25 miles of the 27513, and let's see. So this is not going to be comprehensive...
Hold on. It's 25 miles from 27703.
Okay, let me do that then. 27703.
All right. Which doesn't make that much of a difference. I mean, you're not talking like huge miles, but
well, I'm just trying to give you kind of a rough estimate, but I want you to get as accurate an estimate as possible. So, I mean, you do quite a lot. I mean, carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, even mattress and wood floor cleaning as well. So, this search is generating. Boy, it's not generating a lot, but it looks like it's only generating 10, 11, 12. 12 of the most popular searches related to those services, and you're not going to be limited by those keywords or searches. It's just that this search is a little bit limited, so it's kind of a conservative estimate. But Google's been tracking this for a long time. It always falls within the same margin of error, 1 to 2%, meaning that the businesses that are on the first page of a search for their services get between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. So with just those 12 most popular keywords and search phrases in the last 30 days, I'm seeing 2,412 searches. That's not 2,400 people doing a single search. Mind you, people like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and especially with your services kind of overlapping and things like that. And I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 2,400 phone calls, but 1% would be 24, 2% would be 48, and if we're to add all the additional things that people can type in and that you could still be found for, you know, if you're getting, you know, 30 or 60 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they called you, I mean, obviously that's going to be a pretty high conversion rate. Not everyone will call you. No, you won't be the only company that pops up on the first page, but that's a good thing. You know, you're not getting random phone calls from people who are just calling everybody trying to find the cheapest guy or trying to find a bunch of estimates. You will get calls from people that will have looked at your website before they called you. You've got a lot of information on there, even pricing on there. So by the time people decide to call you, it's because they like what they see, and it's going to be a pretty high conversion rate. And the best part about it, Paul, I mean, for your services, you know, really just one or two jobs would easily offset the cost of our service. And you might do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It would still be the flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Like I said, it's all-inclusive, so it's easy to budget for. In fact, it is Friday. My boss is in a pretty good mood. Normally, there's a setup fee that would attach to that first month to kind of help us offset the cost of creating that content, but I would be able to waive your setup fee, so it would just be the $299 out the door, and then again, like I said, it's a fixed rate. So it is a promotional rate for a younger company, but it is not an introductory rate, so it's not going to ever balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to stay with us, that reduced pricing will stay with you.
Okay. Next question for you. You said Yelp in when you talked really quick. So,
well, you said you'd be better off if you weren't on the phone. I was trying to get you some information without taking too much of your time. But Yelp is a directory that's known to the public, but it's not any more important to Google than Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. I mean, they're all equally important.
That wasn't going to be my question.
I know.
So the other day, Yelp got me, and they wanted me for the advertising.
Oh.
Which is expensive, okay?
It is. Cheap. It's like $300 or $450 a month, right?
And it's a click-through, which I hate. You know, these click-throughs are just kind of bullshit. Excuse my language. I'm a judge in North Carolina, so I'm allowed to use that language.
Oh, it's okay.
So if you guys are doing this, do I really need the Yelp $450 worth of garbage?
I don't really think so. And it's a little bit different. I mean, obviously with Yelp, you're paying for kind of prioritized placement. You're paying for an enhanced listing. Supposedly it keeps competitors off of your Yelp page. What we would create is a community listing on Yelp. So, it is going to be basically the same content for your business. And it would be included, and certainly for the cost, I've been with this company for a little over 10 years. April 17th was my 10-year anniversary, so I've talked to a lot of people that have paid that amount for Yelp, and not really any one of them has ever said that it was getting them a return on investment. Yelp, I think, is great for, like, restaurants, hair salons, nail salons, but when you're going to hire someone to come out to your home, most people are going to Google it, you know, and I think for what you would be paying with Yelp, it would be a lot. You know, you're going to get a lot more for even a lot less with this, and you're going to reach a much larger target audience. Not everyone uses Yelp, but, you know, of course, pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine, and you will be listed there. In fact, any device, Paul, that accesses the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with Internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, you will be able to pop up for those searches as well.
Okay. No, I'm just asking because if you think it's not worth it, you know, I don't want to keep it. It's just been a couple of days. I mean, I haven't gotten anything from it yet. So I don't know if anybody's actually clicked through. because I'm assuming if they click through, I would know, you know, somehow, some way.
So it's only been
a couple of days, and I'm just wondering if you're a, you know, if you're going to do pretty much the same thing as they are, should I get rid of them, or should I just keep them for the month and see what they do? You know, there's that too,
and I also noticed are you using Angie Leads too, like Home Advisor, like pay per lead?
So here's the problem, and I'll give you a couple issues that we have. Okay.
Uh huh.
So there was a guy in this area before me.
Oh, okay.
He left. All those, the things that you're seeing on Angie and Home Advisor and whoever else is out there, I mean, I can give you 100 of them, except Yelp, because I got Yelp finally cleaned out.
Okay.
Is all the old crap, and it's all wrong.
Got it. Okay. So but it was still attached to the same address, or not the same address, the same website.
It was attached to that website, but you have to remember these are franchises.
Right.
So the franchisee owns the website, just resells the territory, and I got stuck with this mess.
So same area, same franchised website, but different information for you. So that's okay, because it is a bit of a mess, but we're used to cleaning up messes. I mean, like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. One of the very first things that we would do is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We'll correct the things that are not accurate, because that's what the search engine looks for. It looks for, first of all, kind of the quantity and quality of information. So it has to be there to begin with, but it has to be consistent information that does not confuse the search engine. So we'll make sure that we've got the accurate information for you.
Right there, if you could just get that garbage off my monkey plate, that's well worth it. Because I'll tell you something, the franchisor has been working with Yelp for the last 2 months trying to get this, you know, because they had us closed.
They had listed the
business as closed, right?
Right.
Now, it didn't have our phone number, but it still was associated with our name, which I wasn't real thrilled about, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
The franchise guys were going to send a cease and desist letter up to Yelp, and I said, wait a minute, you know, here I am. I'm a judge. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to talk to me and not you guys.
Of course.
Two days ago, I actually wrote a letter on my letterhead from Durham County and said, look, I'm the owner of this company. You have it closed. You're hurting my business, and I'm a judge, and you really don't want to start dealing bad faith with me.
Right.
About 3 hours later, I had a call from their attorney saying, hey, look, you know, Judge Selig, I am more than happy to take care of that. Hold on 1 second. And I said, okay. I didn't realize they were going to actually put somebody on the phone to tell me how to do this crap.
Uh-huh.
But they got somebody on the phone, and they got it straightened out in like 2 hours. So Yelp happens to be right. I just felt bad because, you know, when somebody gives me time, I like to pay them for their time. So that's the only reason I started to think about advertising with these guys.
Okay.
Just to be a nice guy. But, you know, if you, and like I said, I hate click-throughs. I've been in franchising 30 years, so.
Sure.
Pay-per-clicks really worry me, I'll tell you honestly. And they're not new. They're very old in this game.
Right.
So, I mean, if I get rid of the 450 and, you know, put it to you guys, I'd rather, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you promise to clean up all the rest of the mess where I don't have to send letters out threatening people.
Correct.
That if they come to Durham, I'm going to put them in jail. You know, that makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, look, time's money and, you know, I really don't like to, you know, waste time. So, I mean, if you could get that cleaned up, all the other websites that are out there. I know there's Angie. I know there's Home. There's another one.
Yeah.
Find Me Pro or something. I don't know them all.
Okay.
You know. But there are 5 or 6 other ones that he did. And the problem was this idiot who did it doesn't remember any how he did it or what his
password. Yeah, right. Yeah, we run into that sometimes too, or it was created by someone else and they don't have access to it. So We can
that's what it
get
is.
That fixed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Facebook page, though, is that accurate, or is that?
The Facebook page is probably accurate because the franchisor did it.
Okay.
So here's the catch. If it has the 575-16 number, 919-575-16, mm-hmm. that's good. If it shows, okay, so that's the right one.
Got it.
But some of these show some of them show a 700 number or something. Home Advisor shows a 7-something-something number in Cary, North Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly correct. Yeah.
That's the old guy. That's the old guy. That's not a...
Okay, gotcha. So anything with the 575-16 number that we can keep, that information would be good. Everything else would need to be fixed to that
number. Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Gotcha. So, including the Yelp listing that has you in Raleigh, 27513.
Well, see, now, it's really interesting because Yelp will not change that zip code because we list Raleigh first in our name.
Got it.
Which is kind of really stupid, but that's what she told me on the phone. Hey, I'm happy with Yelp right now just because I got the closed thing off. And our right phone number on.
Right.
Now, how do I go ahead and cancel the Yelp advertising? Do you know by chance?
I mean, I can pull up the support number. You just give them a call and talk to them.
Okay.
I'm gonna find the support number here.
If you don't mind.
Oh no problem. So it's an 87 number, 877 number. You can reach them 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, and the number is 877-767-9357.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So let me make sure that we do have the accurate information. First of all, the name is always still correct. And the phone number, though, the 919-500-7516, that number is correct, right?
That number is correct. That's the new number.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, the business is always service-based. No one comes to you, right? There is not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, physical location, anything like that?
Nope, but if you want an address, I don't really care. I give you an address.
Okay.
That's up to you guys. I really don't care either way.
Well, we may need to verify or re-verify that we have the address or that the address that it was verified at is correct, but the Google listing is accurate in that it does not show an address. That's how you would want it to be. But what is the address then?
But I mean, I don't care either way if the address shows or it doesn't show.
Gotcha.
So the address 705.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson Drive, that's Greyson.
Okay.
That's Drive. That's in Durham, Durham.
Gotcha.
27703. And I'll tell you something. It really doesn't matter because anybody who wants the address, all they have to do is go to Durham County Court, records.
Right.
And pull the DBA for the LLC, and they'll get the address anyway. It has to be.
Right. And then.
In North Carolina, the rule is it cannot be a private address. It has to be an address where somebody could drop off legal papers.
Yes. Yeah. And then, Paul, you said your last name was Selig. Could you spell that for me?
Sure. It's S like Sam.
Uh-huh.
E-E-L-I-G.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Oh, and then I guess I can look and see on the Facebook page. The info at RaleighDurhamQuickDry.com, is that a good email address for you? Do you have access to that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Residential and commercial clients will be calling you directly. When we contact you, though, we will want to have an email address on file for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. A lot of times, we'll email that out to you. Now, Paul, if you don't have any other questions for me, what we would do here, one thing I would do would be to take a look at our client interview calendar. We will want to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We can even do that later on today if you've got time. It takes about a half an hour. We're going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. Just kind of verify information off of the website and information that I have and make sure that everything is Google compliant. That would be a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, and it's required of us because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know, first of all, it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're even waiving the setup fee, etc. Now, Judge Selig, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Paul, I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. And then give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
It's Raleigh Durham Quick Dry Total Cleaning.
Okay, and that's how I do have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Paul, P-A-U-L, Selig, S-E-E-L-I-D. I'm one of the partners in the business with my brother, Greg.
Okay, and then Paul, as one of the partners for Raleigh Durham Quick Dry Total Cleaning, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct. On behalf of 705 Grayson LLC.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then it says, "To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers." Judge Selig, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Sir?
Of course. And then as long as you answer your phone, Paul, I think you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say, "In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are aware, of course, of the Yelp and the Facebook and then all of the other things that we need to fix and make sure the information is accurate." And that's exactly why we ask. You know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, but we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps especially in this case, even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. But, you know, if you hire someone else to provide a similar service or any service online, we would at least want to know about it. Paul, that's fair enough, right?
I'm hoping you do what you say you're going to do because I won't need anybody else.
That's the answer I prefer, but it is not an exclusivity clause, but it's definitely easier to do things right the first time than it is to clean up somebody else's mess, but that's okay. Like I said, we're well experienced in doing that. Yeah. But if it weren't for messes, you know, that cleaning up messes is your business too, so I guess we're both well versed in it. So then it says,
mine's in front of you though. See, you have to go off and look.
We have to find the mess. We have to find, hunt it down and kill it and clean it afterwards.
Exactly. You have to smack it in front of me. It's much easier.
Yeah. And then of course, with it being a month to month service and the setup fee's waived, we are of course reducing the rate and it's fixed. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which again we'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 9th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Again, Paul, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will be coming directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And my company will also incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of exactly $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer the services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which of course means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. Paul, you can also pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service can also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Judge Selig, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Paul, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Judge Selig, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep, and I just need your client support team's phone number. I'm sure you're going to email me all that information, correct?
You are. You're going to get it by way of email in about a minute, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I do.
All right. That toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. Of course, you can also email the support team, and you can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. But you will also receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so here.
Okay, perfect.
So let me take a look here at the client interview calendar. That does actually conclude the voice verification, Paul. And then that first payment, Judge Selig, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be on a MasterCard. It'll be
on a MasterCard. And on that particular card, is it your name? The business name?
It's the business and my brother's name.
Okay.
Do you have a payment portal?
Well, we would actually be able to process the payment here and get everything out to you by way of email. You said that was a Visa card, right?
Correct. But I don't like giving my Visa card over the phone, a MasterCard over the phone.
Everything does get secure and encrypted. It is an encrypted phone line. Once I hit submit, the only thing that would show up would be the last four digits, just for reference.
You don't have anything that's secure online payment?
Well, we can do it that way.
I'm online right now. I don't mind paying you guys. I just don't like giving credit cards over the phone.
I gotcha. Let me see if I can get things. It's been a while since I've done this. Probably been about 3 or 4 years since I've done it. I think in the 10 years that I've been here, maybe we've done it 10 times. It's just not something that people request very often.
Yeah, the so problem I can, is, I know all the bad parts about that.
Well, let me do this first because it's a lot faster while I'm doing other things here. I wanted to send you a link to our pricing page. Local Splash is the company, localsplash.com is the website, and I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page. localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message, but it works just like a text message. So I sent that out to your phone. And then if you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Let me know when you see that.
You sent it to...
You sent it to the 919-500 number?
It's probably going out to the 70. Probably going out to the 7516 number. I have to update that. So 919-332-0571.
No. It's 919. 500-7516.
Yeah, that should be the number that it's being sent out to.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
I have to do it on the computer. I see the link. It just won't let me tap it. HTTPS. /local/.com/CEO/packages.
Yeah, so if you go,
I'm at you. I'm on you.
Okay, so you are, of course, going to be able to track your success. You've got 24/7 access to your client dashboard. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews. You will have reviews on various platforms because we are creating almost 70 different directories. Most of them do allow someone to write a review. If you scroll down, I don't want to walk you through everything, 18 years in business, Google Ads Partner, right about the middle of it, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a colorful Google G in a box that says Google Partner on that. Paul, you can click right on that. It goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Of course, when they make changes to their algorithm, they do share those changes with us so we can make sure that we keep your business listed on that first page. The package that we're talking about here, again, it does have the Facebook ads included. It's the Platinum package, real budget-friendly, cost-effective ways to target kind of a busy metro area. But we did cut the price in half from $5.99 down to $2.99. Then we did also waive that setup fee.
Sure. I gotcha. So on your website, you should just have a
payment portal.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it says click to get started. I would assume that someplace in there you would want your money.
Right. So I'm going to send this out.
We're getting that Platinum package you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Platinum package.
Okay.
I think that's it's fine. The most budget-friendly way. The other packages have paid Google Ads, which are like AdWords, and then the Ideal package has both Google Ads and Facebook Ads included.
Okay, that's fine.
So I sent you out an invoice, and then if you
hang on, I'm gonna do it right now as we speak. Did you get it to the 500 number?
Yes.
I kind of heard it.
I don't know why it doesn't want to come up, though. Something going on. Now, this just brought me to a page that doesn't show where to put in a credit card number or anything.
Yeah, I got to get you through to the portal that you can actually
do that. Okay, okay. Because there's no invoice on this on the site you just sent me to.
Yeah, no, I realize that. Like I said, it's just kind of a, unfortunately, it's a bit of a cumbersome process to get everything out to you. Like you said, if there was a portal on our website where they could do it, but getting you started just gets everything on our end that you'd be interested in, and then everything gets you a follow-up call.
Right.
But I'm.
Are you guys going to set us up for Google Guarantee also?
That is something we can talk about. Yeah. And while I've got you on the phone, let me crunch the numbers for that. So Google Guarantee or local service ads. That's going to be, let me do a quick search here for you. Obviously, that's a paper lead, but the leads are
exclusive
to you.
Right. I think it's like $25 a lead or something.
Yeah, I'm seeing a range of $25 to $38. So
right.
Might be something like that. It's usually best to go with the higher end of it just to make sure.
That's fine. We want to do that also if you can get me set up with that. Now, the thing that you sent me to is kind of like a contract. You want me to just sign the bottom of it? Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Oops. Okay, so I did that, and then it went to, like, local / username and password.
Okay. So your username is going to be your phone number, 919-500-7516, just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your default password is fablocal, F-A-B-L-O-C-A-L, fablocal. You can change that once you log in.
I'm about to do it right now. I won't remember it. Oops, looks like the subscription is not active. So we're not active yet.
Right, yeah. I mean, it takes you to an error message because your client dashboard has actually not been created yet.
No problem. So it's FAB local. Let me write this down. FAB local. And you'll send me a copy of the thing I just sent you back, please.
Sure.
Look, I'll trust you with the credit card number. You've given me enough information to track you guys down.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I've
been with the company myself for over 10 years. We are a Google partner. We've been around since 2004. There's no way I'm going to jeopardize my position in the company or my company's position within Google for anything like that. But you said that was a MasterCard with your name on it.
No. No.
You're right. The business name and your brother's name, right?
Correct. Greg, G-R-E-G, Seelig, S-E-E-L-I-G.
Okay. And you said it was a master that should start with a 4.
Nope, it starts with a 5.
Oh, it's a, oh, my goodness, late in the day. It is a MasterCard. Visa cards start with a 4.
Yes.
Okay, so it should start with a 5. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yep. It's 5528.
Mm-hmm.
5952. 6175.
Okay.
6497.
Expiration month and year?
Yep, it's 8 of 27.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
Yep, it's 024.
Okay, so I've got 024 on the back of the card and 08 or August of 2027 for the expiration date. And then the card itself, there was some 56s and 64s and things like that. I just want to make sure that I've got it. Is it 5528 and then 6952?
Correct.
6175.
Correct.
6497.
Correct.
Okay. And does that, that's billing at the 705 Grayson Drive in Durham, 27705?
Yep.
All right, perfect.
27703.
I don't know why I keep messing things up. I think I need a new cup of coffee. I'm looking right at a 3, and I just said 5. That's crazy.
I just want to make sure, because if you put 27705, you're going to get a decline.
Yeah, exactly. But I've got 27703 on there. And in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Again, that confirmation email does have the client support information that I've already given you. There's also going to be a separate email. There's going to be the invoice email that gets sent out to you separately. On the invoice email, there's going to be a link to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, if you get the text message, you might get it before, but when you get the text or the email, let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. I might still be able to get you in at 5 o'clock. They usually do like a little more advanced notice, but it wouldn't be right at 5. It would be maybe 5:10 or 5:15. Or there is also the 6 o'clock hour. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. Would you want something right away or at 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock, it's okay. 5 o'clock is no.
Okay, 5 is a no. Okay, that makes things easier for me, too. Like I said, they usually want a little more advance notice. But we'll do it at 6. It'll be scheduled from 6 until 7. Might even be able to get it in the system early enough for you to receive a reminder email at 5. The automated system sends a reminder email an hour prior if it's in the system. And I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, again, which is your phone number. Then it's got your name, and it's got the actual phone number with the parentheses and spaces and things like that. Now, if I am between phone calls, when they call you at 6:05 or 6:10 or whenever they're ready, if I am between phone calls, Paul, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may be on the phone. But if I am not available, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or really even if I am, I wanted to set up a little additional security here on your account, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with Raleigh-Durham Quick Dry Total Cleaning, even if it's you, Paul, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to quickly give us the answer to the question. More importantly, Doug Seelig, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the pet's name.
Okay. And what is the answer?
And that would be Megan.
Megan.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got the invoice.
Okay.
I got the invoice, the initial invoice, and then I just got welcome to Local Splash.
Okay. Yeah, that's the welcome email. I kind of wish they waited a little bit because, you know, obviously we're just trying to get you to look at the one email right now, but you do already have the welcome email as well. Again, that's got the client support information on there. The one that we do want you to see is the Local Splash initial invoice. Says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on that, it does go to the Local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services
hold on,
that we'll
hold on.
Be providing for you.
I didn't see, I didn't even read the thing. I just printed it out. So let me click here.
Oh, okay.
There's the thing that
I saw. Yeah, at the bottom, yeah. So obviously we're talking about Google Business Profile Optimization.
I did is I grabbed the invoice and that was it.
That's okay.
I printed everything out. I just didn't read the damn top letter. So I didn't see the click here part.
So if you click here, it should pull up Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side. Now, of course, pretty much everyone's main focus is Google. It is our main focus as well, but we are still going to optimize your listing on Bing to make sure that, you know, the 1 out of 10 people that choose Bing over Google still see your business as a top option.
Sure.
And, of course, we want you to have those opportunities as well. Google Business Profile access, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. We are doing the Facebook ads, et cetera. If you scroll all the way down, I don't want to walk you through everything here. If you scroll all the way down, and it looks like you may be ahead of me already. Yeah, you are. So if it's asking you for the username and the password, again, you do have that, but that's to log into your tracking system. And it's coming through the automated system, which is why it even asks you to do that. Normally, I tell people don't worry about it because it's not active yet. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But, you know, once your tracking system is active, we'll send you out your username and a default password.
Perfect.
And I'm going to give you a call maybe on Monday with more information about the local service or Google guarantee, what your budget would be and everything like that. But you're all set and squared away now for your client interview in about an hour from now. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. I know we've got a lot of work to get things cleaned up and accurate for you, but we're more than happy to do that. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. You are already PIN verified, so I'm not going to send out the action needed photos for verification and things like that. But you are going to get a little bit more information, and certainly when we do that client interview, we'll have more information for you. Like I said, hopefully I am in between phone calls in that 6 o'clock hour. If I'm not, though, you have a wonderful rest of the day. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll reach back out to you on Monday.
Thank you, sir. And then we'll talk about what you need for Google again, Chief, because I know you need, like, the ESN number and all that garbage.
Yeah, there is a little bit more information for that, but I'll definitely reach back out to you on Monday, and we'll get all that squared.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll just scan it in, and I'll send it over to you.
All righty. Sounds perfect. Judge Thielig, I really appreciate you. I appreciate your patience and your kindness in taking this phone call. You enjoy the rest of the day. You have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, Paul. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.